North Korea has fired two ballistic missiles into the sea off its eastern coast days after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, ordered more nuclear warhead and missile tests. The United States has responded with a call to Pyongyang to refrain from raising tensions in the region. Steve Evans reports from Seoul.
The past 2 months has seen escalating actions and reactions following North Korea's testing of a nuclear device on January the 6th. The United Nations has imposed tougher sanctions on the defiant regime in Pyongyang. It, in turn, has launched missiles, culminating in the latest launch. It's hard to see where this series of tit-for-tat acts ends. North Korea has threatened another nuclear test.
European Union leaders are due to meet the Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu in Brussels in a few hours' time to discuss proposals aimed at easing the refugee crisis. Under the proposed plan, migrants arriving in Greece from Turkey would be sent back in exchange for financial aid and visa-free access to Europe for Turks. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke after the meeting of European leaders in Brussels.
Turkey's offer to end uncontrolled migration by accepting refugees sent back from the Greek islands is, of course, a good opportunity to put people traffickers out of business. However, this must, of course, be done on a very clear legal basis. We have agreed to assure that every migrant living on the islands will have an individual hearing.
Police in Brazil have fired tear gas and stun grenades to keep protesters away from the headquarters of President Dilma Rousseff. Thousands of people demanding her resignation rallied in the capital, Brasilia. They accused President Rousseff and her Workers' Party of corruption. Julia Carneiro was at the demonstration.
For the second night in a row, around 5,000 people are gathered here outside the parliament building. They're a very noisy crowd. They're jumping up and down, chanting, honking horns. They brought firecrackers and a massive inflatable doll that depicts former President Lula as a prisoner. Earlier here in the lower house, the first step to decide on the impeachment proceedings President Dilma Rousseff is facing was taken. This is another major development in what feels like a big political intrigue here in Brazil.
Pakistan's former military ruler Pervez Musharraf has left the country for medical treatment in Dubai after the government lifted a travel ban imposed on him in 2013. Mr. Musharraf faces trial on several charges, including treason for imposing emergency rule in 2007. He stepped down a year later following widespread opposition to his rule. World news from the BBC. The lower house of Congress in Chile has approved a proposal that lifts a ban on abortion in cases of rape, or where there's a serious health risk to the mother, or when the fetus is no longer considered viable. The draft, which was submitted by the government of Michelle Bachelet, needs to be approved by the Senate if it's to become law. The U.S. military says it has disciplined more than 10 personnel who were involved in last year's airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan, which killed 42 people. The punishments are mostly administrative. The charity Doctors Without Borders, which ran the hospital in Kunduz, had asked for an international investigation into the airstrike. Two people have tested positive for Ebola in Guinea almost 3 months after the outbreak in the country was declared over. The new cases were reported hours after the World Health Organization declared the latest Ebola flare-up to be over in neighboring Sierra Leone. Tulip Mazumda reports.
The two patients are being cared for at a treatment center in the south of the country, close to where the worst Ebola outbreak in history was first identified 2 years ago. It's understood three members of their family had recently died after showing symptoms of Ebola. The government says their village is now on lockdown and vaccines are being taken to the area to try and protect those at risk. The World Health Organization has warned sporadic cases of Ebola are likely to re-emerge as the virus can linger on in body fluids of some survivors.
The authorities in Chile say 14 people have been rescued from two rafts in the Pacific Ocean, bringing to an end their attempt to emulate the Contiki expedition of 1947. The Contiki II venture began in Peru in November, with the rafts reaching Chile's Easter Island in 43 days. But after setting sail on the return journey in January, the rafts were pulled off course by strong currents. BC News.